You're listening to Let Go and Let God with your host, Art Soriano.
Let go and let God, always let Him lead. Whatever faces us, He is all we need. Let go and let God show us the way and road. Unburden our load, let go and let God.
Hi, this is Art Soriano, and welcome to this episode of Let Go and Let God. Well, let me ask you, did you have a good week? More importantly, did you make the time to pray to Jesus? Each week, I like to start the show with a quick word about prayer because to me, there's nothing more important than prayer. When we pray, we can talk directly to Jesus and share with Him anything that's on our minds. It's how we build a relationship with Him, and the more we pray, the stronger that relationship becomes. It's from prayer that we learn how to let go and let God, which is when we give the Lord all that is troubling us and we let Him handle it. This lets us live our lives in peace and contentment without worries, fears, or stress. You know, when I was younger, I had very little faith. I hardly went to church and I didn't pray. As a result, I had no relationship with the Lord. But luckily in 2010, through a series of events that took place in my life, no doubt created by the Lord, I found Jesus. And to this day, my faith is stronger than ever. So if you're struggling with your faith, have doubts, or lack faith, please keep listening because together we'll get you to a better place. On our last show, our topic was putting the needs of others first and how as Christians, we're obligated to follow that command from our God, making sure that we do for others before we do for ourselves. On today's show, we're going to speak about a strong emotion and how we deal with that emotion, which most definitely affects our lives. Today's topic is happiness is a choice. Now, we may not think of ourselves as in control of our happiness. Too many of us judge happiness on things we want, things we don't have, and even things that others have that we do not. Thinking that way doesn't lead us to happy. No, it tends to make us unhappy. Happiness is not based on wealth, possessions, career success, and physical attributes. Happiness begins with us being pleased with what we do have, being thankful to our God for what we have, and sharing whatever gifts and talents we have been blessed with others. Think of the well-liked people we know. Are they well-liked because of what they have, or are they really well-liked because they're upbeat and positive and make others feel good when they're present? I don't know about you, but I would rather spend time with someone humble and pleasant than with someone who may have a mega mansion and driving an expensive luxury car, who is nasty and always bragging about how great they are and flaunting their success. You see, true happiness starts with us being happy in our hearts, being grateful for what we have, being thankful to our God and our ability to be kind and compassionate to others. In the Bible, it says, Proverbs chapter 15, verse 13, "A glad heart makes a cheerful face, but by sorrow of heart, the spirit is crushed." This Bible verse supports what I just said, that a glad heart makes a cheerful face, meaning that when we are pleased with who we are and what we have and grateful to our Lord, we achieve happiness. It's fine to want that promotion and earn more money. It's okay to want to purchase a new car or home when we can afford it, but it's not those things that will bring us happiness, and if we think they will, we are mistaken. We can choose to be happy as soon as we are grateful for who we are and what we have been blessed with, and not dwelling on monetary items or goals. Happiness is a choice, and each of us is free to make that choice whenever we want to. Understanding how the Lord wants us all to be happy is another part of living life as a Christian. Today we are talking about happiness is a choice. Each of us does have the ability to be happy or not. If we truly want to be happy, start by not complaining about what we don't have, how we don't feel, what we can't buy, and so on. Start being thankful and grateful for what we do have, what we can afford, and how we do feel. Yes, there will always be something we may want, and that's okay, as long as we don't allow it to consume our every thought and treat it as if it's the most important thing in the world. Happiness is a choice, and it's one that we can make if we want to. The Lord has granted us free will. Therefore, we can choose to be happy or not. And you know, something else that happens when we choose to be happy is that we will find more positive people and things coming our way. There's the old adage, misery loves company. Be negative, be a constant complainer, and rest assured we will have more things to complain about because our attitude will bring more negative things in our lives. Happiness is a choice, and it's one that we should all make. Being happy is what our Lord wants for all of us, and we will enjoy our lives so much more. The first song I'm going to play today talks about the foundation of our Christian faith. The song is called Believe and Trust in Him. As Christians, we must believe in our Lord and trust Him. When I wrote this song, I thought about people I know and how they changed once they found their faith, me included. In the verses, we hear about those who choose not to have the Lord in their lives and go their own paths. Then in a chorus, how much better life is when they choose to believe and trust in the Lord. Please listen now to my song, Believe and Trust in Him.
Living like you're always right, hurting those along the way. The things you've said, the lies you've spread, cause so many to run away. You've got your pride, but you're not satisfied. You're not where you want to be. Reach out to Him, let the change begin. Open up your eyes and see.
Can't forget.
part. We'll be right back.
Attention small business owners. If you want to grow your business, gain more referrals, or increase your profits, contact Fresh Media Works today. They utilize the latest technology to generate sales quickly and easily. With Fresh Media Works' groundbreaking marketing plan, you can increase your business by 10%, 20%, or more. Don't wait. Improve your sales and profits now. Just call Fresh Media Works at 713-269-4620, 713-269-4620, or visit freshmediaworks.com. Today's topic is happiness is a choice. There will always be times in our lives when we are faced with difficulties, problems, and challenges. Unfortunately, those things are part of life, but we can't allow them to bring us to a point of being unhappy, because regardless of what we are facing, there will always be many things that we can still appreciate, be thankful to our Lord for, and in essence, still be happy. But no matter what we are dealing with or how we are feeling, the best way to achieve happiness and stay happy, believe it or not, is through prayer. Praying to Jesus brings Him into our hearts, and when Jesus is there, we do feel great happiness. When we pray, we start by telling Jesus how much we love Him, and then we tell Him how thankful we are for all we have. Right there, we've already done what's necessary to start the process of feeling happy. If we choose to complain to our Lord, tell Him what we're unhappy about, and blame Him for things not going well in our lives, well, then I'm sorry to say, not only will that not get us anywhere, we will not feel happy. We have to remember that our Lord is a loving God and He wants us to be happy. We can share with Him anything on our minds in prayer, but we need to be respectful and talk with Him no differently than we do with our best friend. What would happen if we complained to our best friend and even yelled at them because we don't have what we want or we have a big problem? How long would they still be our friend? Jesus is full of love, compassion, and forgiveness, and we can certainly share with the Lord our troubles and seek His help, but it must be done kindly and with respect. I have often heard people say they blame God for this or for that. We should never blame our Lord for anything, because He never causes bad things to happen, but He's always there to help us with whatever we need. Happiness is a choice, and if we choose to be happy and we find we're not quite getting there, then talk to Jesus through prayer and share with Him why. Tell Him our most intimate thoughts and what the issues are. Give Him time and be persistent. Don't just pray on it once, but often, and be patient, for the Lord works on His timeline, not ours. We can also pray for others who we see are not happy because they're fixated on a problem or something that is preventing them from being happy. Pray to Jesus and seek His help for that person, and to open their eyes for them to see all that they do have and show them how they can be happy. So as we go through our week, pray to Jesus at least once a day and ask Him to help us appreciate all we have and to allow ourselves to be happy. Understanding how prayer can lead us to happiness is another step in living life as a Christian. Today we are talking about happiness is a choice. Each of us can make that choice if we want to. Simply start by looking at all the positive things in our lives: our family, our friends, our job, our home, and so on. Yes, there will always be the desire to perhaps do better or obtain more, but it should never be an obsession and take away the joy and thankfulness of what we do have. Happiness is a choice, and we all have the power to become happy. All we have to do is desire it and learn to be thankful for what we do have. The next song I'm going to play is a fun and upbeat song with an important message. The song is called In Jesus' Name. When I wrote this song, I thought about all of us who tend to judge others, criticize others, and do not act Christian, accepting people for who they are. In the verses, we hear about why we should not be judgmental of others, and then in the chorus, All we have to do is believe and trust in Jesus' name. Please listen out on my song, In Jesus' Name.
Don't roll your eyes. Don't criticize. Look beyond what you can see. Don't talk about. Don't sell them out. Accept them for who they choose to be. It's not for you to say how they should live their life. Love each other, stay in faith and see the light. Believe in Him as He believes in you. Worry not what the others do. No jealousy, no hostility. Believe in Him as He believes in you. Pay no mind what the others do. He loves us all the same. In Jesus' name. Don't give up.
We'll be right back.
You're listening to Let Go and Let God with your host, Art Suriano. If you would like to learn more about Art, email him your questions, or listen to the music you are hearing on these shows, just log on to letgoandletgod.net or find him on Facebook, YouTube, Spotify, iHeart, or Apple. You can also listen to the podcast version of all the shows wherever you get your podcasts. Or log on to letgoandletgod.net.
According to the church calendar, today we celebrate the 20th Sunday in Ordinary Time. In today's gospel, Jesus' message is about division. He first says to his disciples, "I have come to see the earth on fire, and how I wish it were already blazing." He then says, from now on, a household of five will be divided with three against two and two against three. Jesus is explaining with these words that we have a choice to follow him and his ways and seek happiness in heaven or not and be in hell when we die. The choice is ours. He will give us the chance to follow him or not. I chose for today Psalm 100, We Are His People. This psalm stresses the relationship we have with God. It signifies that we believe God is the maker of all things and provides us with all our needs. The Lord acts as our shepherd, and we, in essence, are his flock. In writing the music for this psalm, I used the ancient text, supported by a modern melody, and arranged it with a contemporary-style musical arrangement. Please listen now to my version of Psalm 100, We Are His People.
Sheep of his flock, we are his people, the sheep of his flock. We are his people, the sheep of his flock, we are his people, the sheep of his flock.
Art will be right back.
Attention small business owners. If you want to grow your business, gain more referrals, or increase your profits, contact Fresh Media Works today. They utilize the latest technology to generate sales quickly and easily. With Fresh Media Works' groundbreaking marketing plan, you can increase your business by 10%, 20%, or more. Don't wait. Improve your sales and profits now. Just call Fresh Media Works at 713-269-4620, 713-269-4620, or visit freshmediaworks.com. Each week, we conclude with a special message or story from God's Corner. This is titled, The Handwriting on the Wall. A weary mother returned from the store, lugging groceries through the kitchen door. Awaiting her arrival was her 8-year-old son, anxious to relate what his younger brother had done. While I was out playing and Dad was on a call, TJ took his crayons and wrote on the wall, "It's on the new paper you just hung in the den. I told him you'd be mad at having to do it again." She let out a moan and furrowed her brow. "Where is your little brother right now?" She emptied her arms and with a purposeful stride, she marched to his closet where he had gone to hide. She called his full name as she entered his room. He trembled with fear. He knew that meant doom. For the next 10 minutes, she ranted and raved about the expensive wallpaper and how she had saved. Lamenting all the work it would take to repair, she condemned his actions and total lack of care. The more she scolded, the madder she got, then she stomped from his room, totally distraught. She headed for the den to confirm her fears. When she saw the wall, her eyes flooded with tears. The message she read pierced her soul with a dart. It said, "I love Mommy, surrounded by a heart." Well, the wallpaper remained just as she had found it, with an empty picture frame hung to surround it. A reminder to her, and indeed to all, take time to read the handwriting on the wall. Well, that's all the time we have today on Let Go and Let God. If you'd like to learn more about me, email me, or listen to the music you hear on these shows, log on to letgoandletgod.net. We're pleased to have been chosen by FeedSpot.com as one of their top 20 contemporary Christian music podcasts. Please remember to like our podcast, write a review, or share the show with a friend. Have a blessed week, and I look forward to seeing you next time on Let Go and Let God.
Let go and let God.